Welcome to Misinformation this week. I'm Zach, and again with me this week is
Eric. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Eric's back again. Weller's still on vacation in Europe, probably getting some unshaved leg poontang and other business.
Yeah, I fear to see what stories he comes back with this time.
Oh, Jesus. I can only imagine. Like, I was at the Eiffel Tower. A gypsy cab beat that bitch.
In French it's called.
Well, apparently in French it's called the gypsy cabbie. Apparently I brought a fucking taxi into it there because I have a speech impediment and all of a sudden.
Excellent work, fucking, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I've just been, I've been looking forward to coming back. I had a lot of fun last time.
Yeah? So, good. Yeah. Good, yeah. People fucking seem to kind of dig you a little bit. I think you're all right.
Two of the three?
No, did you look at the poll?
No.
Where, you got three votes now.
They are all me.
Yeah. Yeah. You just made three different accounts.
Yeah, I did.
Are you that Devil's Revolver douche?
I am him.
Well, then I'm sorry about what I said.
All right.
Yeah, inside forum posting joke, I guess. God, we're fucking nerds, aren't we?
I swear.
Yeah. So welcome to the regular people that listen who have no idea what we're talking about. We're referring to the postings at quickstopentertainment.com. Owned by Kevin Smith, run by Ken Plume, who is a god among men. All right, so we're back. Yeah, so anything new going on? Anything crazy for you this weekend?
No, really. I've just been working all week, working an eight-day stretch leading into Thursday. I should finally be closing on my house. My house hunting has ended, thank the fucking Lord.
And it worked out for you, huh?
So far, I'm waiting for that final rug to get pulled out from under my feet because it's just what's been happening the whole fucking time.
You know, we were going to buy a new house, so we decided to stay in this one for 2 years because the fucking stress was too... We were only looking for 2 weeks, and the stress was just too fucking great.
I almost had an aneurysm at work on Wednesday.
It's like, hey, does the left side of my face look droopy to anybody?
People were calling me JR.
it's a slobber knocker.
Exactly.
Somebody stop the match. God damn it. Half my mouth doesn't work, for fuck's sake. And my job is talking to people for a living. All of a sudden, he's Dr. Phil.
Right, exactly. I was like, you kind of just merged there.
That's the same person.
For a second, you also sounded a little bit like Hank Hill. You were like this weird, crazy hybrid.
God damn it, Bobby, I'd kick your ass if the right side of my body wasn't numb.
Excellent, sir. But yeah, that's it. Just waiting on the move.
Yeah? So you got a lot of stuff to move?
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
But you can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll probably be like 90 degrees, and I'll die after lifting one item. Because remember, I'm husky.
Husky.
Yeah. I already got enough insulation, so the heat's probably going to give me a heat stroke in addition to the real stroke I almost suffered.
Don't put anything in the basement.
No.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
I've actually, my house hovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it separated. I don't want to go through that again.
You're not going to get any water in that neighborhood.
No, not at all. We don't have to worry. And plus, our yard, like, it everything rolls away from the house.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we were very specific.
As your neighbors are fucking doing the backstroke.
They gain all of our water. It rolls right into their fucking
You're
foundation.
Just out there with a fucking watering hose. What's up, fuckers? Hey, I'm new. Hey, what's going on? Just watering your yard, fuckers. No, see, we were in the flood over there. Yeah, we had poop water in our basement. What were you guys doing? Did you come help? No. Fuck you. Right?
Yeah. The worst part about all this isn't, you know, the disaster and how much shit got wrecked. It's how much shit I still had to move. And I've been staying at my mom's house for 2 months now, just while we've been, you know, figuring out where we're going to go.
Where's your bedroom at in your mom's house?
This is going to sound awful.
Is it in the basement?
She doesn't have a basement.
Oh.
I'm terrible, okay? I took my mom's bedroom, and she's sleeping on the couch.
Oh, you're an asshole.
I offered to sleep on the couch. My mom is stubborn. Her resolve is a brick wall. You're not getting through that. When she tells you you're doing something, you're doing
okay,
it.
I know your mom.
Yeah, you do.
And your mom's not a young woman. I mean, there's a huge age disparity in the siblings in your family.
Maybe she thinks she's in better shape than I am.
Well, so I bet her rationale was that Laura would be sleeping in there with you too, right? And that you guys needed the bed and stuff, you
That's
know?
That's true.
But you're still an asshole.
I feel terrible about it every day.
You should.
I do.
You should.
But then I think of my brother who is older than me and still lives there and treats it like she's the guest in his house. So
your brother who looks like Legolas's fat brother.
He does.
That guy is the most elfin-looking son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Jesus. May he find this podcast and listen to it.
Does that dude do cosplay? Because I swear to God, he should.
I'm sure he does.
I bet he's into little Asian chicks, isn't he?
I'm sure he is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He, yeah. For all we know, he was videotaping that Wii.
Yeah.
The Wii porn.
You know,
that's
guys,
his idea of a good time.
The guys at Cabin Fever were talking about this Wii porno where these Asian chicks are playing Wii tennis while some dude comes in and fucks them and how disinterested they are the entire time that it's going on. You can find the video in the Not Safe for Work thread at quickstopentertainment.com. It's worth a watch. It's definitely not safe for work. But yeah, I can see your brother fucking just sitting in awe.
Hey, like, that's his dream.
Didn't one time you come home or go to visit your mom?
I don't want to.
Why don't you tell
this?
That story?
This is awful. This
I think you should tell that
you're
story.
You're forcing me into this, and, you know, if this is the way he finds out about it, then that's actually pretty hilarious.
Well, okay. I think the best, just
let's
go
just,
ahead
just
and
go.
Tell the
just
story.
Just let me roll with it, all right? And try not to laugh halfway through, because this usually kills you. I know
okay,
that.
Okay, but we need to set it up a little bit. Your brother lives with your mom.
Yes.
Has for a really long time.
Yes.
And he's older than you by 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, he just had another birthday, so he is currently 29.
Because he graduated with me.
Yeah.
And he lives with your mom. You have several other older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
This brother's name is...
Adam.
Adam.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've never given your last name. So,
no, so
right.
Cool.
His name is Adam. And there will be another character introduced later who is brother Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
The cool brother we were speaking of last time.
Right. Who doesn't live with your mom?
No, okay. Not at all. He lives in.
Adam looks like Legolas, only fat and with darker hair.
Sure.
So basically has pointy ears and he's not.
Yeah.
Not attractive.
Okay.
All right.
I got you.
Right. And then
not
Mike
that
is the cool
cast
one.
Cast aspersions at anyone, but let's roll with it.
You're much better looking than
so
your brother.
And Mike's the cool brother who, you know, is always, you know, going to Comic Cons and bringing me back cool shit. And anyway, so here it is. Mike is, he was a truck driver for a while, so he lives in Texas. Every once in a while, he'd get a route that would bring him through our way. And every time he did, he'd try to line it up so that he had a day or two layover to hang out and spend some time with us. So one time, I hear he's going to be arriving at my mom's house at, you know, like, whatever, 3 o'clock. So at 2:30, I buzz over there because I want to be there when he gets there. I walk in, and my mom's at work, so I'm like, I wonder if Adam's here. I wonder if anybody's here. So I walk down the hallway, and I was just kind of checking to see if I needed to be quiet or what was going on. And I noticed that his computer room door is cracked a little bit, so I was going to give it the little, you know, just a little tap knock.
Just a little back fist.
And I see that he is watching something graphic on the computer, but worse off is that I can totally tell what he's got in his hand.
So he's watching pornography and jerking off.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, right. So anyway, so I quickly creep back down the hallway, and I'm like, I'm not going to disturb that. That's going to be an awkward moment that I don't want to get brought into in any way. So anyway, flash forward about 3 minutes, my brother Mike shows up, and he comes in, and we greet and exchange hugs, because, you know, you got to hug your brother when you ain't seen him in a while.
Right, so, right.
And then... we just get done saying, you know, hey, how are you? What's going on? My brother Adam comes out, realizes, oh, shit, you're here. Oh, and Mike's here. What the fuck? So he comes out, and he goes to shake my brother's hand, and I know what he's just doing with that hand. So I stop, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers hug. And to this day, neither one of them got what I was doing, but Mike, I just helped you dodge a fucking bullet, a greasy, sticky bullet.
First of all, okay, I understand that if you live with your mother,
you got to take that person when she's at work. That's your prime time.
And,
but you know what? Maybe you should still shut the door all the way, because for a house
be
with no locked doors, maybe your interior door should be locked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know who's going to be bopping. You've got like 20 brothers and sisters. Man.
I do.
They could pop in at any moment.
It's true.
While he's popping one off,
exactly.
You know, and he's in there with crank in hand, and you're like,
creep away. Creep away.
I'm just going to pimp away, man.
Exactly.
Just pimp
and
away.
And hide behind a rock. But so that was that moment. Neither one of them still knew about it to this day. I didn't have the heart to even tell Mike what I just helped him avoid.
Oh, you should have, because he owes you.
He does owe me. So
is Adam right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
So either
it
way,
been,
it
yeah,
was the...
Yeah, the grip of death.
It was the catcher's mitt, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, it would have been.
Man, oh, wow. I wonder if he finished.
I don't know.
Did you like peek in the computer room to see if there's a box of tissue or something in there?
Dude, do you think I was already disturbed enough? Like,
well,
it's one thing to catch like a roommate or someone jerking off, but like when it's your brother, and especially when it's a brother that you don't particularly have much common interest with or get along with at all, to walk in on something like that, I don't want to further the visual.
Oh, come on. How surprised were you, really?
I mean... Okay.
I went to all 4 years of high school with this kid. I was surprised when I didn't catch him jerking off.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I really? Has he ever known the touch of a woman?
I don't know. Okay. I would, you know.
Well, this is your family, so let's not get too fucking brutal.
Yeah, let's have me fucking, you know. Yeah. He's the one that jerked off in the room, but I'm going to be black sheep when I go home. So anyway.
I tell you what, if your mom is listening to this, awesome.
I know, right?
Because if I get...
Well, she heard that last week we talked about the Golden Girls, and I think she maybe thought that was our running theme. So she wanted to hear you sing again, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so does nobody.
I know. That's what I hear.
I can just see her sitting down with, like, a bowl of popcorn and a Fresca and just
things going horribly wrong. Oh, man. Little did she know the butter for the popcorn had already been spent.
Oh, come on.
I hope he didn't.
No. God, you know, is he still living there?
Yeah.
Does he have a job?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. So that's baby steps, man.
It is baby steps.
30 years old.
Yeah.
That's a crying shame.
It is, man.
All right.
The biggest part, like I said, is just, you know, he treats her like she's the guest in his house, and it's just really...
She needs to whoop his ass.
And now we can move on. But my point originally when I started talking about home was that, so, it's terrible to have to move a lot of shit. I'm the only person that can't even stay with somebody for 2 months without accruing more shit that I had... when I started staying at someone else's place. So I thought it was a bitch moving all that stuff over there and putting stuff in storage, but now I've got more shit to take with me.
That's awesome.
It sucks.
But you know what? You know what's going to end up happening?
What's that?
You're going to end up having to take your mom with you.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, look, bitch, I'm sick of Adam and you owe me.
I'm just going to have to make sure nothing's been glazed before I fucking take it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, doesn't Laura have any friends that share her questionable judgment that she could set up with your brother?
Questionable judgment?
Yeah, you see, I tricked her
early on, man. I slimmed down enough to grab one, bag it, trick it, and then I'm like, revert back to form.
All I can picture is you in that situation is like a big cardboard box with a stick propping it up. Waiting for little Laura to walk underneath it and just yoink!
So, yeah, piece of candy. Piece of candy. I lured her in.
That's awesome.
And you know, it's funny because I used to tell her that stuff all the time, and now she finally gets the joke.
And you're like, hey, remember when I was your manager and used to use that against you to get you to go out with me?
Yeah.
Which you didn't really do.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh man, that's funny shit.
It is. No, I don't know if he. I don't know what to do about that one. Sure.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Tell Mike.
I will.
You should. It's been enough time has passed. Because that was at least 5 years ago. Because we were working together when
that
happened.
Yeah, it's been long enough that I think I could go ahead and safely mention that. And
yeah, I'd be like, I saved you from getting your brother's splooge on your hand. Just so you
know. Exactly. And Mike's not going to make anything awkward for me, so I don't think he'd bring it up no matter how funny or fucked up or whatever.
I wish he would, though, because I think that'd be kind of fun.
Just wait till the next family gathering. Everybody sits down for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, don't go in the computer room.
Yeesh. Did anybody stuff the turkey? I hope not.
Hey, I was going to go check my email. No. You stay out of that room there. That's...
You better use a screen wipe and a keyboard wipe.
Well, imagine how pressed for alone time he is now. You can pretty much guarantee. Is Laura at the house right now?
No.
He's jerking off right now. You can pretty much guarantee he is.
Yeah.
He's pulling the old pecker right now.
Yeah.
I would be.
Takes an extra trip around the block on his way home. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But, so, speaking of homoerotic things that happened.
Oh, fuck.
Let's start the new a new section of the show called What's on Zach's DVD Shelf this week, okay? Went out and purchased some movies, all right? And the $5 shelf at Walmart is fucking awesome because they're getting some good movies on the $5 shelf.
Finally, it used to be, you know, just rare.
Land Before Time 6 full screen, you know.
Yeah, some rare Power Rangers shoot off that you don't really want to
see. You can never find anything widescreen. You can never find what you're looking for. And now they're just fucking loading that thing up.
Yeah.
So I went up there, and I can't walk away without at least three movies from that thing. And I was perusing the shelf there.
Mm-hmm.
Found Stand By Me. Classic film.
Absolutely.
Based on a Stephen King short story or novella, The Body.
Yep.
Starring Kiefer Sutherland. Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman makes good movies, goddammit.
Come on.
Corey Feldman.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. He played the fat kid in Stand By Me.
I could do that.
Maybe.
And what, Will Wheaton?
I'll get back to him in a minute. Okay. And a special appearance by John Cusack.
Yes.
Okay, great, great cast. It should be a real fucking solid film, right? I remember watching it probably 100 times when I was a kid.
Yeah, loved it.
Loved it. That is the worst movie ever made.
Explain.
We watched it. We sat down to watch it last night, and I never realized how gay that movie is. Like, the relationship between River Phoenix's character... his name's Chris, and Will Wheaton's character, his name's, begins something goofy, begins with a G. LaCharme is his last name.
Okay.
Their relationship is so fucking homoerotic. I'm sitting there about halfway through it, I look over at Jenny and I go, "Don't you quit me, LaCharme."
Oh, wow.
And there was a point at the movie at the very end, okay, at the very end, after they've seen the body and they've decided to come back, and Will Wheaton's character has all these issues with his father because his brother, played by John Cusack, died in an auto accident,
yeah.
And the parents are basically just coasting through their lives and shit. And he thinks that his parents hate him, which they kind of do.
Yeah.
And River Phoenix's character is like the bad boy rebel, right? Mm-hmm. He, you know, his family's bad, and he's gonna be bad someday, but he's the one, you know, with the good heart. And so he explains to Will Wheaton's character, you know, don't you ever give up. You know, you're gonna be smart. You're gonna be in the smart classes. You're gonna be somebody someday.
You're good enough.
You're good smart enough. Exactly.
Doggone it. People like you. Well, Stuart Smalley.
Well, it's even beyond that though, because it's like there's music playing in the background. Everything's very intense, and then they're sitting there with their arms around each other, and they turn and look at each other, and the moment is just a little too long. And I'm sitting there, and I look at Jenny, and I go, oh, no. Because I thought maybe this was some kind of special edition Stand By Me, we're finally going to see, because they look like they wanted to kiss.
Ooh.
And not just like in like a maybe they want, but I'm looking at them going.
Totally lock on and go.
They're
going
to fucking kiss. They're wow. gonna. There's an element to this movie that I'd never seen before. And so the movie gets over, and Jenny turns and looks at me. And, you know, Jenny's pretty, you know, she doesn't really get into the whole my bullshit. You
right.
know, she counteracts
opinion
me.
About everything. Yeah.
She counteracts me well. She's just watches a movie and then she'll go upstairs.
Yep.
The movie stops. The credits are rolling. She turns and looks at me and she goes, "You cannot tell me for a minute that those two aren't going to fuck."
Wow. I would not expect that from her.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That ruins that. I loved that movie, and now I'm afraid to revisit it.
Rewatch it.
I
dare you.
I might but wow.
It's so thick. Like, and the acting is just fucking horrendous. And the main reason it's horrendous is because of Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton has never been good in anything he's ever fucking done. The only fucking right that has been done by society is that he stopped being cast in things.
Yeah.
He fucking... There was a fan club, a We Hate Wesley Crusher fan club for The Next Generation.
Jesus.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
People fucking hated his character, and they hated him. He's a whiny, sniveling little bitch in everything he's in. He always has that mouth breather look on him. Like, he just fucking... like, he's trying to fucking poop.
Yep.
But he's standing up. You know, and his fake cry is the most fucking...
ridiculous.
Oh, God. Unconvincing. It's like, what, you turn into a downy now when you're fucking, that's how you convey sadness?
Wow.
It's like, and all the veins stand out in his neck, it looks like he's pooping. It doesn't look like he's getting ready to fucking cry. And, you know, he was in that movie, Toy Soldiers, you remember that fucking movie?
Yep.
He dies in that, doesn't he? At the beginning. Because isn't the dad like a mob boss or something?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Let's keep it at that, and now we can move on.
Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit. You know, when you have a powerhouse cast like Corey Feldman, River Phoenix, and I'll tell you, a kid that fucking died beyond his way too fucking early, he would have done great fucking things because he was the only believable motherfucker in that movie, except for Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah,
Kiefer Sutherland played a good badass in that movie.
Yeah,
like he's fucking, he's a good dude.
Always good things.
All right, now I've heard your piece. Mm-hmm. Now hear mine. Get in the goddamn car. Fucking best line in the whole movie. I mean, it's good, but everybody else, the supporting cast, is fucking just weak and pathetic, and it broke my fucking heart.
It's just very disappointing when you have a movie like that where there's so many people that you just for sure. Like, they alone could carry this movie. That'll work.
Yeah.
And then it's just garbage.
Will Wheaton's character was not even fucking necessary. Okay, I don't care about anything he did. I don't care about him. Everybody else was pretty decent.
Yeah.
But I couldn't fucking buy anything he did. And to add to the whole, the leeches,
yeah.
The leeches. Okay, they go in the water and they're in the water for like two minutes, and fucking leeches are all over them. Okay, that can happen. Yeah. I tried to explain to Jenny how that happened. Sure. It's possible. I've fished with leeches and shit before, but in 2 minutes, they're not going to be fucking sucking your blood. Okay,
right.
And when Will Wheaton's character reaches down and pulls the fucking leech off his ball sack and sees all this blood and faints, mm-hmm. Okay, his ball sack is not the fucking the fucking leech fountain of youth. All right, and. To add to the homoeroticism of this fucking movie, you have a 12-year-old, mm-hmm. a 12-year-old child, okay, standing there in his tidy whities, running his hand oh so ever slowly down his sternum, across his abs, down into his fucking underwear to pull this leech out.
How many
out.
Times do you think the director made him redo that?
Oh, Rob Reiner? Yeah, a lot.
That's what I'm okay? saying.
Because fucking Meathead likes himself some little boys or something, because this movie was ridiculous. It should have never been made, okay? And it that scene alone, there's pedophiles all over the nation just going...
They just cut that clip into a loop. They get to the point where he's just going through the band.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough.
And they just keep cutting it back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, fuck. You know, it makes me mad. You know, and another movie that doesn't hold up at all, It.
Not at all.
Have you seen that lately?
Yes.
Pennywise holds up. Tim Curry holds up, right?
That's about it.
But the acting is shitball fucking terrible. You know, and you remember these movies as being so great and awesome, and they suck.
Well, and especially, like, a movie doesn't necessarily always hold up, but the book is always just as good. Mm-hmm. You know, you can reread a book, and it still just hits you just as hard. And then you watch a movie, and you're like, well, the book, I just read the book, and it was good. I want to watch that movie again.
Right.
It was fucking awesome. Then you go watch the movie, and you're like, why did I just waste half of my day watching this fucking...
And partially ruin the book,
yeah,
too.
Like, indeed.
It, I don't get it. Like... I imagine the and I haven't read the story, mm-hmm. you know, because my first exposure to it was
the movie
when I was a kid. And
yeah. See, Laura, she has the book, and I've read the book too. But she,
were you talking about It?
Or yeah,
were talking
It.
About, okay,
It. Yeah. So you got this huge fucking brick of a book here.
It's huge. It's over 1,000 pages.
She loves it, and I hadn't read it in a long time. She's talking about how much she loves it, and then the movie comes. You know, you go to watch the movie, and you start to watch the movie, and you're like, yo, I don't remember why I like this so much.
Well, and the book is. I mean, I've read part of the book. That's actually why I watched the uh-huh. movie was because the book was so long, and I'm like, I really need to. I want to see how the story.
Let's abbreviate
out,
this
right?
a little bit.
And, and it was way back before I started really getting into Stephen King and reading The Dark Tower. And all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'd like to go back and read the book, but it's so fucking long, and it ties into the Dark Tower in so many ways. And,
yeah.
But Jesus Christ, that movie fucking just ruins it for me. But you know, I don't know. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. movie also not on Zach's DVD shelf, but you know.
Yeah.
We keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So much for that. So that, ladies and gentlemen, has been this week's What's on Zach's DVD Shelf. Stand by Me. It should also be What's Not on Zach's DVD Shelf.
That's
because,
right.
you know, when I think about it, Stand by Me, okay, looking, I alphabetize everything. Eventually, I'm going to break them up by genre, but right now it's just strictly alphabetizing. So we're looking for the S's, which are across the room here.
Right.
Spaceballs. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Huh.
It's going to go Stand By Me, Strange Wilderness. So it's going to be like a vortex of suck.
Things that should
there.
Become coasters.
Yeah, oh, fuck. I think that's the way it's... Because where's Strange Wilderness over there? Okay, Steel Magnolias is totally not mine.
Right.
Now, there's going to be a couple in between because there's some Star Wars in there.
Excellent.
So Stand By Me and Star Trek. It's going to go Stand By Me, Star Trek, Star Wars, Steel Magnolias... Then Strange Wilderness.
Ugh.
I would rather watch Steel Magnolias 14 times than watch Strange Wilderness again.
I agree.
Yeah, we've already covered that.
We don't need to get
Yeah, we don't need to.
Do not speak it off. That's another one.
No shit. Yes, it's fucking terrible. We talked a little bit about River Phoenix. That kind of kind of segues into just a quick thing I want to touch on because it's been fucking beat to death. But it also involves someone who died too soon.
Right.
Saw The Dark Knight today.
Yeah.
Phenomenal fucking film.
Ooh, mind-blowing.
Loved it. The only thing I want to say about it, because I don't want to... Kevin Fever just devoted a whole show to it. Sure. So, you know, a lot of people listen to both shows. I didn't want to...
And so many people have probably said the same things over at this point. Yeah, but
I don't...
Still.
I don't think I have anything new to say, but I do just want to say that Heath Ledger deserves an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I would say that if he were alive, and it's for the reason that we both talked about.
He disappears.
Yeah.
I would... you would not know who that was... if you hadn't heard all the hype beforehand, and if they didn't throw his name in the credits, and anyone that says that they do, that's full, you're full of shit.
Well, and the thing is, like, I would expect myself to be more aware of the fact that that's Heath Ledger under all that.
And yet, it never once removes you from the movie. You're sitting here watching it, and you're just... Never once am I like, oh, yeah, Heath's doing a good job. I'm like, this is fucking great. Yeah,
I'm just watching it going, wow. And in the movie, he's the one character that you're like...
When he's not on scene, you're like, fuck, give me more.
Well, that, and it's just always so fucking real and visceral and just like, this shit is... And, you know, as a person who, you know, fucking spent a good chunk of my life learning the craft, like, to turn like that, to make this character from nothing. I mean, he's nothing like any other Joker you've ever seen.
No, not at all.
But you never... think to yourself, that's not the Joker.
No, you don't at all. And like, you don't sit there and watch it and compare it to other incarnations of the Joker. You're just sitting there watching it and you're like, this is a fucking shit right here.
Right. Yeah. It's just every little tick, every nuance, everything he does seems less like a choice and more like an embodiment of what's on screen.
Yes.
Like, you don't think to yourself, oh, he chose to do that right there.
Right.
Or he decided this hand gesture was better than this one.
Yep.
It's like, he decided to be that character at the beginning of the fucking job and stayed that character till the end of the job.
Fucking A.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about it other than, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, phenomenal.
Yep.
That's it.
Done.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, so, I want to get into something to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about it, because I don't want to get cut off at the end of the show. Last week were the finals of Last Comic Standing. Can you feel me getting fucking angry?
I would back away right now if this mic could go with me.
Last Comic Standing, five finalists. You had Jim Tavare, Louis Ramey, Jeff Dye, Eliza Schlesinger, and Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus, who, for those of you who don't know, is a buddy of mine. Not like a close personal friend, but we stay in touch. We converse via the internet. We're I would say he's an acquaintance.
Yes.
Okay. A hell of a guy, consummate professional, and one of the nicest guys in the business today. One of the nicest guys I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. He'll bend over backwards for you. He treats everyone like they're his best friend.
That's cool.
Very, very friendly guy. So I want to preface that by saying I'm a little bit impartial because I like the guy.
Right.
Sure. But more importantly, I know comedy.
Yeah.
And even though I may not be good enough to you know, make it my life, I'm good enough to understand it.
Okay? Right.
So he was good. He was the best person on the show. And he got motherfucking fucked out of winning that show. And I said I wasn't going to be the guy that made a big deal about
it.
But it's bullshit.
You smell a fix up.
Oh, it's a fix.
Yeah.
I will say 95% sure that the producers had their hands in the numbers.
Yeah.
Because the winner was Eliza Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me start by saying what I've said before. She does a solid set. She's a good comic.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Not amazing.
She's not a $250,000 comic.
No way.
She's not a development deal with NBC comic.
Uh-uh.
She's not a guest shot in Jubilee comic. Okay. She's good.
Right.
She's good. She knows how to shake her tits a little bit. She's good. Okay. Sure. She's funny. She made me laugh a few times. Okay. Out of the top five, aside from Jim Tavare, she probably had the least chance to win that in an out vote.
I agree. I really liked Marcus and Jeff Dye.
Yeah. I did too. And I also liked Louis Ramey a lot
because
he's very professional, he's very polished, and he's just lovable. You just want to hug the guy.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I love Jim Tavare. I personally love him.
I just think a lot of people probably don't get him.
No, and that's it. And America didn't get him, and he's got a completely different type of humor.
Right.
And it takes a little bit longer.
It sneaks
to develop.
Up on you.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, did I see? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. He's obviously doing well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He from the guys that I've talked to in England, he tours regularly.
Good.
He's living on a boat on the Thames. How do you say that? It's, I don't know.
They don't pronounce it. Don't ask me. I don't know.
But he, you know, beautiful wife, beautiful kids. He's doing well for himself. He's not hurting.
Right.
But there was no way he was going to win the whole deal here because America doesn't get it.
Well, he's not as marketable, and that's what it all comes down to with her too. They probably find it much more easy to market her
than him, maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, Louis Ramey, I'm telling you, the guy, a quick,
yeah,
very friendly, well-spoken, black dude.
Well,
you know, that's money right now.
Well, I'm serious. Another thing that probably worked in her favor though was how many times they sent her into the.
Go up against who though?
But she got more exposure. You know, she's doing more jokes for a longer period on that show. And even though they may not be as good as other people, she's getting more airtime than those people.
Right, right. So people are seeing her tits. I see what you're saying. it's not really fair of me to force my opinions on you, but they're right.
Go for it, man. You're passionate.
Yeah. Louis Ramey is good.
Right.
He's going to continue to work. I would have loved to have seen him in the top three. I just assumed he would be in the top three. Jeff Dye will be great someday. Mm-hmm. He's new to the business. I honestly thought that it would be between him and Marcus.
Yeah.
If it were a true, honest vote.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the thing is, him and Marcus are both good-looking guys. Okay?
Yeah.
They both appeal to both demographics.
Right.
Marcus more so to the male demographic because he's just like, hey, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
You know? Jeff Dye kind of has that, oh, look at me, I'm cute thing going on, which kind of skews him more towards the female demographic.
I agree.
But how do I say this diplomatically without sounding like a bitter fuck? She never once told a joke that I hadn't heard before. And I'm not saying she was stealing material.
You're just saying go ahead.
It was typical female comedian.
Right.
Tripe.
Nothing groundbreaking.
Right. And if I hear that fucking voice she uses whenever she's talking about other women one more time, I'm going to punch her in her predominant Adam's apple. And that little fucking prance, it's just nothing she did. As a, you know, and I went on a rant before about how I thought she was a bitch in the house.
Right.
Okay, let's for argument's sake, let's say that was all an act.
Okay,
it was a stupid act.
Yeah,
that she shouldn't have done because it made her look like a bitch and it made her look bad. Apparently, it didn't hurt her.
No, not at all.
But let's say she's the nicest girl in the world.
Right.
Okay. Let's look at this as it is a talent competition.
Sure.
She did not have the talent to be the last comic standing. I don't know what happened, but let's look at it scientifically.
Go for it.
If you look at her MySpace page, she has 7,000 MySpace friends.
Yeah.
Marcus's MySpace page, he has over 33,000 MySpace friends.
Somebody smells a rat.
You know, just have your MySpace friends alone, who all have the internet, or they wouldn't be on MySpace, can vote 10 times from one email address.
Right.
Plus their home phones, if they're devoted fans. Fuck, dude, I voted from three different phones.
Yeah.
And I was in the bumfuck Egypt in Minnesota. If I could have got on the internet, I would have.
Right.
The thing is, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't add up.
You got more talent, more marketability.
Mm.
But I think the producers had their... And Last Comic Standing has had, in the past... I'm not saying that because I'm auditioning next year.
Sweet.
Last Comic in the past has had issues with the producers getting their fucking hand in the cookie jar.
Really?
There was a season when Drew Carey was a guest judge, and they wanted to push some people through and hold some people back. And the producers came in and said, no, we want you to send this person and this person through, basically because it'll be more interesting down the line.
Yeah, it makes good TV.
And Drew Carey's like, you know what? This is a comedy competition. This is a stand-up competition. Their set was stronger. I thought they were funnier. You're ripping this person off. You're screwing this person by not letting them through. Drew Carey actually apologized to these people. He's like, I'm sorry.
That sucks.
But this is what I have to do. You know?
You're going to audition?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But what are they going to be able to show?
Yeah, what are they going to be able to use? Yeah. I don't know.
Your set would be so abbreviated.
I've thought about changing every time I curse to just say fudge.
Yeah.
What the fudge is up with this fudge and fudge?
Yeah, you should just come up with fun words to use, like Snickers or something like that. Every time you got to drop.
It'd be a lot of work, though.
It would.
It'd be a lot of work.
Is this guy obsessed with snack foods?
Yeah. Well, look at me. why don't you ask me if I'm obsessed with porno while it's at it?
Hitting on me. Keep saying Snickers and Milk Dud.
Yeah. Aren't you my little Snickers? Aww. Aren't you my little Milk Dud? Yeah, I got some stuff. I got some stuff they could use.
Sweet.
I'm working on some. I'm trying to grow up. You know, because and the thing is, I don't write my shit like with fuck shit piss in it.
No,
that's just how I talk.
Right.
So it, you know, it's
this ain't an act, folks.
No, I'm pretty much natural. What you see is what you get. Yeah. So, yeah, but it made me very like I was at work. I was watching the show at work, and like I almost cried when he didn't win.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was such bullshit.
Fucking robbery.
Well, and it just, I'm watching it. I watch it happen. And, you know, he handled himself very well. And of course he would, you know. But I'm just looking at him going, man, they just took $250,000 out of your kid's mouths. I'd be pissed.
Right.
I mean, he handled it the way he should have.
Yeah.
But inside, I would be so angry. And he, you know, he looks at it the right way. He feels that he got a tremendous opportunity. People are, you know, we're talking about him 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know, he's been seen all over the world now. He's gonna, you know, it's gonna work out for him, but the thing is, it's not the point. And that's the problem with a lot of the way that a lot of things happen in the entertainment industry is, or the world as a whole, really, is people miss the point of, is it right and is it fair?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. She didn't deserve to win. Okay. And people say she got the most votes. I don't think she did.
Right.
And there's never going to be...
And how are you going to know? Right. How is anybody going to know? They can say whatever they want.
There's never going to be a way for me to prove that either. There's never going to... But I like to think that I've got some fucking common sense.
Yeah.
And that I can smell a fucking rat when I see one. Right. And there's something funky. Funky, funky. It's funky, funky, funky going on in there. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And I understand what you are saying, though, about her getting more exposure and people just it's basically the, you know, it's like when people go to the voting booth and someone's been a fucking senator forever and people are like, well, I know his name. Click.
Exactly.
You know, but when you have to go to that effort of dialing the correct number and stuff, you think.
Yeah, but you might as well just.
I think they did kind of screw him a little bit, too. He won immunity and then had to go first that week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that part of the immunity probably should have been the final person to perform because that's just always easier and better. Yeah, however, he blew up the fucking room, got the biggest applause of the night on the final performance night. And
then, of course, things swing this way.
Yeah, it just – it doesn't make any sense. And the other thing that I think I would feel better about is if the audience voted from the minute they get into the house.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it works.
No.
It's the studio audience. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let America decide. It's not scientific at all.
Right.
Because it's, you know, you got 300 people in this fucking room.
And for all you know, they could be deciding who to let in. Like, well, let's listen to them outside. Who are they talking about?
I'm sure they're doing focus groups.
Absolutely.
I guarantee they're doing, because they always do. A buddy of mine used to do that for movie theaters.
Really?
Yeah, and like literally, like the movies are fucking weird about how they do it. Like okay, our focus group tonight is just going to be like males 15 to 24. White and females 15 to 24 white. So they literally won't let any black folks in.
Damn.
And it's not that they, like, we don't want black folks to see our movie. It's, okay, we want to see how these people are going to react to it. And then another night that maybe, you know, black folks.
All black people know. Yeah.
But he said it was the fucking worst job he ever had because you're telling people you can't go into the movie. And they're like, why?
Segregation at the movies.
Yeah, we're doing a focus group, you know, basically. You know,
that's crazy. All right. Last comic standing, not the way it should have gone.
No, I'm very fucking angry. I dropped Marcus an email, and he probably won't get a chance to listen to it or read it for a while. And
so he's probably got a lot of people dropping him, you know?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I told him. I said, you know, dude, I know you're probably getting it from all angles right now, but you have
none worse than the angle you took it from.
Right. No shit. But he has absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. Like, he won that competition.
Yeah.
He won it fair and square. He won it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens anyway. Like, you know, bad comparison. I hate American Idol, but, you know, oftentimes the people who don't win that show end up going further than the people that do, so.
Yeah, the only people that have won that have broke huge is Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson. Everybody else just kind of Fantasia Barrino'd their way out of the business there.
Yeah.
Just back to obscurity. But he's going to do great things. Mm-hmm. And it's an NBC show, and so I don't know how many of the finalists have already been on the Tonight Show. I imagine they've been bringing them on.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to fucking disappear.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Right.
You know, they're going to do this tour for a year. They're coming through Des Moines. I'm going to try to get down and see them. But nobody cares about her.
Right.
I mean, she's got a great body. Great body and can tell some good jokes.
Yeah. How I'd much rather watch him.
Yeah.
You know,
but she doesn't have to work now. She's got $250,000.
Yeah. So far that goes.
Yeah, and I would rather watch him because I feel like I'm getting more for what for my money.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see more. Her, once you've seen 15 minutes of her act...
You pretty much got it down.
Right. And I felt like she was telling... Even though they were different jokes, I felt like she was telling the same jokes over and over and over. I'm like, isn't this what we saw last week?
Maybe that's why she went. It was easier for people to follow. They're like, oh, that's the same thing she said last week.
Oh, God. But that fucking voice she does. With the, did you watch?
Yeah, I did. I
so
did.
Her fucking... And this is why we're here in Joey. This is, I'm in a girl now.
Oh,
can you tell
wow.
my girl this is the voice that I use? Like, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, like, you're already a girl. Could you maybe just speak normally?
Yeah, you know, just point at your tits or something. Fuck, I don't...
This means another girl is
talking. Yeah, if I honk once for yes, honk twice for no. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Okay, let's get... I'm so angry I'm sweating.
Yeah. Right
now, and it's not hot out today.
Maybe it's, people are just too stupid nowadays.
Bing!
That's what it all boils down to.
But the thing is, though, I'm not even so sure that you can blame America. I think that it was a fix. I honestly do. And it hurts me to say that because I don't want to be that bitter guy that has to come up with a conspiracy theory. But I can think of no other reason other than there was a fix.
Right.
Okay.
And
carry on.
Sure.
So, speaking of comedians.
Go for it, yeah.
Man, as long as I'm not happy already.
Right, we might as well talk about other things that suck.
Yeah, Bernie Mac passed away 2 days ago.
You know what's weird about that is I was at work. It was the day. What day did he die? Was it?
I think it was the night before last.
I was at work that day then, and I was reading an Entertainment Weekly that must have been a few days prior.
Right.
And all it had in one section was, you know, recovering, and it said, you know, Bernie Mac was hospitalized with a case of pneumonia.
Yep.
So I'm talking to Laura when I'm on my next break, and we're just talking about different things. And she's like, did you hear about Bernie Mac? I go, yeah, you know, whatever. And she's like, what? And I go, wait, what about Bernie Mac? And she's like, he died. And I was like, he's fucking dead?
I was like,
just read that he was in the hospital, so I blew it off. And she's like, I thought you were awfully casual about that. And I was like, now I feel like a dick.
Well, and he had walking pneumonia last year.
Yeah.
And he was carting around that the little...
the breathing tank.
Like the oxygen tank and stuff. And apparently he had some disease that made nodules grow on all of his organs.
Man.
But they said that had absolutely nothing to do with the pneumonia.
Yeah.
But at 50 years old, I mean...
I know, it's crazy. And like, that's like I said, like, I read that article about him being hospitalized, and I in no way make any connection that when she says, did you hear about Bernie Mac, that I should have been like, oh, he's dead?
Right.
Because I was
just
like, yeah, he's in the hospital, he'll be fine, that's, you know, whatever. Why are you talking to me about it? I already read about it. And then when she tells me he's dead, I'm like, I'm a jerk. Like,
well,
I didn't care about that. But I do care about that. That's awful.
Well, and we're going to be...
I just didn't expect it.
You know, we're basically missing a great comedian. Like, throw out the fucking fact that he's black. Who cares?
Yeah, he's
awesome. Like, I don't like compartmentalizing comedians.
No,
like,
not at all.
Oh, now we only have Chris Rock. We lost a great comedian.
Yeah.
Not just a great black comedian, but a great comedian.
Yep.
And a positive role model.
Definitely.
I mean, that he was a guy who said that when it wasn't cool... To say to the urban community, pull up your pants, shut your mouth, get to work.
Yeah, you get a fucking job. Yeah.
You know, and I mean all the whole
contribute.
Urban,
the
whole urban community.
Yeah.
You know. It's just he wasn't afraid to go in a way that wasn't the normal way.
Yeah, against the grain.
Yeah.
He was cool with it.
You know, he didn't come out and like, oh, you know, I don't like black people. You know,
right.
Or I don't like white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He handled everything with class and dignity.
Yeah.
And he was just a stand-up guy. He was a family man, and we're going to miss him.
It's a shame.
Yeah. All right. So a guy I'm not going to miss quite as much, Isaac Hayes, also passed away.
Wow.
You know, and I can't speak ill of the guy, but, you know, that's another case of don't bite the hand that feeds you
fucking
know?
A.
He passed away. The cause of death still hasn't been released at this recording.
Yeah.
I read that he was found next to his treadmill at home. And no foul play is expected or anything. But,
right.
You know, because there was a deal back a while ago with South Park. You know, he played chef on South Park for years.
And then they touched his no-no button. And
Scientology.
A huge fucking issue.
Yeah, because apparently they were being too hard on the Scientologists.
Everything's fair game except for my belief, so you better back off.
Yeah.
And if you can, I'm out.
And that's comedy right there.
Right.
And that's someone who doesn't understand comedy. If anyone ever gets offended by comedy, it's because they don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because you should know that if I'm going to make fun of you today, I'm going to make fun of me tomorrow.
Right. Come on.
You know, it's only fair. So his feelings were hurt, so they killed his character.
There you go.
Ha, children. Oh, God. You know, so, you know, I don't want to bash the guy too much because he's dead.
Right.
But, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
So, and also a great, you know, soul musician.
Yeah.
Soul, is that what you'd call it? Funk?
Yeah, funk. I'd go funk.
Yeah, funk musician. You know, it's been around forever, but fell off the map until Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Right.
You know, so brought him back.
And boy, did he drop them quick. That was a bit ridiculous for how much they did for him, essentially. Right. You know, he goes from nothing to then just being very well known again.
Yeah, and wealthy.
And then, you know, yeah, they touch on one topic and he just fucking stone cold drops them.
Yeah, and be like, you realize if you leave the show, you won't have any money to give the Scientologists, right? And that's kind of their cornerstone, I'm just saying. Not a lot of poor Scientologists out there.
Nah.
You suppose that if I went, I showed up.
Would you get turned away,
right,
man?
If I showed up in fucking jeans and a t-shirt, right? Yeah. In my 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix, right, right, with rust on it, with the brakes doing that wonk 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 thing that they're doing right,
yeah,
now. That if I had rolled up in front of their temple or whatever the fuck they have, and I said, "Hey, I'm interested. You want to?" They'll be like, "Yeah, follow us." And they'd get in another car, motion for me to get in mine, and they'd drive me to a completely different Scientology.
Over with the, yeah.
It'd be like the low budget Scientology church. Wow. They're not gonna let me go and hang out with Tom and Katie. All,
yeah,
right.
You don't get the Tom Cruise Scientology. You get the Tom Cruise stunt double Scientology.
Right. Yeah. Or worse.
All the Scientology lackeys.
Or worse, the Katie Holmes stunt double,
oh,
Scientology.
Wow.
It's a dude with long hair and a mustache. You know?
Great. They were actually hoping you would be the next Katie Holmes. So they're going to give you a wig.
Yeah, it's, I don't have the tits for it. Just, that chick has a nice rack. Have you seen, what's that movie, The Gift?
I have not seen The Gift, but apparently that's hers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Like, Greg Kinnear is fucking the shit of her. Shit out of her up against the car.
Uh-huh.
Those things are bouncy, man.
Really?
Yeah, she's a dirty slut in that movie. I fucking love it. Oh, God. I was like,
how
Joey!
Did oh, wow. The Creek.
See how we segued away from bashing the guy who just died in Isaac,
yeah,
Hayes into making fun of Scientology.
It was a natural flow.
Yeah, we had to get away from that, though. It was going to an ugly,
I know,
place.
Zach ranting.
Yeah.
Then Zach. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should have set up the show a little differently so that I didn't follow being pissed off about Last Comic Standing
to
with going into the deaths.
Like, and now here's who's dead this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I'm already very happy,
yeah,
as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to talk about now. Fuckers.
Well, what's next? What do we got?
Oh, fuck.
What do you feel like talking about?
Okay, have you noticed? You brought this up. It's cool to be dumb.
Yeah, you know? Like stupid is the new black. Is that what you? Is that what you?
That's not what I say.
I'm just trying to throw you on that cross in case it gets.
That's an interesting parable. You're making me very uncomfortable.
But you can't edit it out if it's too hot for you.
No, I can't because. Fuck. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That would imply you have equipment that works all the time,
yeah,
like
no
you're
shit.
Supposed to.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's already stopped.
But
once.
It is. It's that's like the. That's the in thing right now, is to be, you know, ditzy airhead, you know,
right,
or like just a beached out, you know, dude who only cares about how his hair looks.
Yeah.
If you're,
so,
you know.
And by the new black, you mean
it's
pretending you're something you're not.
Right. I didn't
like
mean anything. Right.
When the suburban kids are,
yes,
are trying to, you know, do hip hop.
Kicking it
and,
old school.
Yeah,
and now it's, you know. Just
and no, man,
fool.
That's my street name, not my government name, stuff like that.
Exactly.
That is made popular by the black
that
community.
That is what I meant. So.
Not some negative.
No. We won't even. We
speech.
Don't even need to focus on that because that's not what I meant. So let's just steer it away.
Okay. So, yeah. But it's like people who probably have the capacity to be intelligent.
Would prefer to dumb it down.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you talk to a girl, like, it's these girls with the big sunglasses and stuff, and they're like, yeah, and it's like they always just sound like they're out of breath and exhausted.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose.
And there's always the lip thing going on. They always got to have the pucker.
Yeah.
They're always puckered. And those glasses are ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely. Laura's getting ready to start her medical classes. And she has to have goggles. Goggles are a requirement.
Right.
So I was like, why don't you just go into the Gap and buy whichever pair of sunglasses they have on the rack? I'm sure that'll cover you and the person next to you.
Well, you know, it's just I think it started with the. Well, the problem is the show is like Simple Life, Hills.
Well, yeah, look at who the role models are right now.
Or real what is that, Laguna Beach?
Yeah, yeah, the real OC shit. Or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and it's the worst part is when it's these kids from, like, working class homes, like, they can't afford to be stupid.
Right.
Like, if you're stupid and poor,
you're going nowhere, my friend. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you need to fucking be
this
smart.
This is not
and
a
poor.
Solid decision.
You know, fucking rich people can afford to be stupid because they just have somebody else figure it out for them.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Folks like you and me, we can't do that.
No.
So when I see little girls at, like, the public high school, it's like, so what do you do today?
Oh, whatever. Jeez.
Went to a movie.
God.
I'm just going to go get a cheeseburger. Like, shut the fuck. Talk like a normal human being, you know? Like, go be a cheerleader or something or fucking do some homework.
It's sad that you're saying be a cheerleader, implying that that's upward, which it is to them, but like...
Well, a couple of cheerleaders, I knew it was upward, then downer, then upward, then downer, then upward, then downward mobility.
Oh, man. But I just... That's what bugs me, and that's what causes a lot of problems that we face right now, is just people are too stupid, it's expected, and people would rather be stupid and just blend in than you know, have an original thought or opinion that right. may be looked at negatively just because people don't get what the fuck you're trying to say.
A buddy of mine at work was talking to me the other day, and he's like, have you ever gone to the Reverb?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've been up there before. And he's like, okay, my sister goes to the Reverb, and she dresses differently.
Right.
You know, because she wants to stand out.
Sure.
But then you go to the Reverb and realize she's dressed exactly like all the fucking
exactly,
people at the Reverb.
So it's nothing.
Yeah, it's
you're not a standout at all.
You're not making
what
a statement. By,
your statement is, I am just like everybody else here.
Yeah, it's just, you know. Oh, I painted my nails black. Oh, I grew my hair long. You know what? People have been doing this for fucking years. You're not original, okay?
Right.
They were called hippies in the 60s. They're called you now, okay?
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
Jesus.
And that comes from the problem of our society being so fucking touchy-feely and like, oh, it'll be okay. The teenagers have this feeling, this like mantra of, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody, and this has never happened to anybody ever before.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
My suffering is original.
Right, right. Yeah. But it's not. It's like when like, you know, kids... I went to school with this girl all through high school, right?
Yeah.
And her parents got divorced, like, right around the time we were in college. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's just tearing our family apart. I'm like, whose parents aren't divorced, man?
Right.
You're not the first person this has happened to. Did your parents fight all the time? Yeah, it was terrible. You're fucking better off,
right.
man. You get two Christmases.
I was just
going to
say,
parents,
you get two Christmases.
Yeah, your parents
right?
aren't fucking
side.
Fighting anymore, yeah. all right? You're going to be happy,
yeah.
okay? You're going to have balanced homes. And for the next year, year and a half, your dad's going to try making up for everything bad he ever did, and he's going to buy you all kinds of shit.
Exactly.
So just get over it,
right.
man. Everybody's parents. I look at anymore, I like see parents that have stayed together. Those kids are weird.
Right.
To me, I don't know. It's just me, I guess. You know? Fucking, I don't know. It just... I hate that whole outlook of, I'm the first person this has ever happened to. Woe is me. Oh, my life is so hard. Yeah, it's real hard, okay? You're driving a fucking car your parents bought for you.
Right.
All right? You go to high school, which is the easiest fucking thing on the planet. Junior high is hard.
Yeah.
High school
is easy. If
you can
make it over that hurdle, you're good to go.
High school is fucking easy. You just got to show up, man.
Not even that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I kind of proved that.
Well, fuck. I went all the time just because it was so fucking easy.
Yeah.
I just sit here.
Really?
This is all that's expected of me. I just sit here and you'll hand out some papers and some questions on it, and I'll write answers on them and I'll give them back. And I do that for 7 hours. And then I go home and work an actual job where I actually have to do shit.
Yep.
And then I go home and play video games after that.
Yeah.
This is the sweetest fucking life ever.
Yeah.
You know, granted, I wanted more than that.
And now
you know?
This is just the torment of legend. Like,
it's, yeah, because now it's like, fuck.
Unsurpassed
you know?
Suffering.
I have to go to work. If I don't go to work, they're going to take my fucking house away.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, shit, don't fucking, you know.
Oh, and I'm feeling all sorts of new stress. As soon as I sign that paper and it's finalized,
oh, yeah.
I've never depended on my job more.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me you've got it bad. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And I can't bitch because it's my choice. Nobody's forcing me to buy a house. I made the decision.
Right.
So I'm not going to be like, oh, man, I just locked myself into my job. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I know that going in.
Yeah.
It's my own fault.
Well, you know what's scary? You know, we're both getting married.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole new fucking ball game now, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's like, oh, shit, everything now is permanent.
Now maybe the woe is me's will be warranted.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like you spend all your life going, you know, if she starts to get on my nerves, I'll just go bang some other chick.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
No.
It's like, if she starts getting my nerves, we got to work this shit out.
Yep. Because we, or she gets half of everything.
Yeah, well, that, and just like, well, we love each other, and I want to be one of those weird kids' parents that stay together.
Yeah, the ones you were just talking about, how they're weirder than the ones that are split. You're going to be one of those. You know, like that.
But if you think about it, and it's not working this way, but really, as a society, it should be like being a werewolf. It should skip a generation, right? Because you should learn by your parents' mistakes, and then stay together, and then have a good. A good, happy relationship.
Yep.
Then your kids should get divorced. Yep. And then their kids should stay together. And then it should, you would think, but it doesn't go that way because now everybody just goes, well, my parents got divorced. So if this doesn't work out, I'll get divorced.
Yeah.
You know? That's, but it's
that's just the new solution to the problem.
Well, and it's more laziness and dumb being the new black.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, you know, you want to always be something you're not.
Yeah.
You know, rap music gets big. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to talk like the rap stars. This, I'm going to be, you know, and it's. You know, and not saying that the rap lifestyle is bad. That's a whole different fucking peach to crack, you know. But, you know, it's just if you're not a rapper, don't talk like one.
Yeah, please.
You know, if you're not.
Like, if that's not your like, if that's not how you interact when you would go home and talk to your parents, or if that's not how you would represent yourself at a job interview,
right?
Then that's not the real you.
So exactly.
Fucking let it go. Not that I'm saying you always represent yourself accurately and honestly in a job interview. You're selling yourself. You're telling them what they want to hear. But you get my point. If you can turn it on and off,
right, then just leave it off.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Well, and you know, society as a whole, I've seen a lot of hirings and firings in my day. Yeah. I've never been fired personally.
And that's because that telling them what they want to hear only gets you so far.
Well, but
and
you're starting to see a society that doesn't expect much from their applicants anymore.
Right.
You know, you've hired people. I've hired people when I worked where you work.
Yep.
They tell you you're being too hard on them.
Yeah.
No, I want good people to work here.
Yeah.
I can tell by talking to them that they're a douchebag.
You would probably get on better now if you worked if the rules were the way they're becoming now when you worked there. They eliminated some steps that are making it easier. It's actually starting to almost feel like it's becoming encouraged.
Really?
To eliminate dead weight.
As they should, because I started to see, because I've been going in there, I started to see them.
Like, they're loving me now. Yeah. I'm like you. We handle things similarly.
Right, right.
And before, you know, I'd get lots of negative feedback and, oh, you're too, you know, you're too heavy handed. Oh, you're too, you know, you can't try to win everything. You can't try to always be right. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be right. This is the way I see it. And I tell people honestly what they suck at.
But as a culture, shouldn't that be what we want?
I know.
Is to win and to be right and to try to expect more from people.
Yeah,
and that's the fucking problem.
I know.
That's why the rest of the world is like,
we hate you.
What
are you guys doing?
This is okay with you guys? You let this shit go on?
Yeah.
So you're gonna come over. Can you imagine being in Iraqi right now and watching like satellite television?
Yeah.
And being like, what the fuck? This is the shit you let go on at your house,
and then
you come over to my fucking house and solve my fucking problems?
Well, I don't think
we were okay over here. All right. He wasn't going to use the WMDs on us, okay, assholes? They were going to use them on you, and here's why. Because you're decadent, you're a bunch of fucks, all right, and this is it. Like, I'm not saying that they should bomb us. I'm just saying that you fucking clean up your own sandbox. See what I do there, sandbox?
Before
you go over and fucking start raking around in somebody else's,
exactly.
Okay? You don't say that it's all right to have, you know, 20% of your fucking nation on welfare. I'm just throwing a figure out there.
Right,
I think it's, I thought I heard it somewhere. I don't know if it's right. And then go tell them that they're running their
that
country
they're living wrong, man.
Right.
Yeah, you guys need to get your act together.
You don't give women more
money. You're
not money.
Sponging, man.
Right. You don't give women more money and more WIC checks the more kids they have.
Yeah.
And then go over and tell them
you don't encourage
that their
them
communist
to keep
society is wrong.
Right.
Okay?
What the fuck?
The society that, in theory, plans for everybody. You don't fucking tell them that that's wrong if you're just going to go, you know what? Don't get a job. Just have some more fucking kids.
Here you go.
And you can't see this because it's not TV, but I'm doing the international symbol for handing
continue
out money.
Continue to drag us down, please.
Here you go. Here's some more fucking money. Here you go. Right here. But we know how to solve your problems. But our problems,
dude, this is the greatest game of Monopoly I've ever played.
Fuck. Dude,
yeah, they're just
have,
collecting. They're fucking passing, going. They're collecting.
Do you know
constantly.
anything about the way the housing like works around here? You get Section 8 housing, right?
Yeah.
You can live in a house, and your rent is like $50 a month.
I know.
As long as you don't, if you're a chick and have kids, and you get on the list, and don't have the fucking the man living there.
Yeah.
You know who usually lives there?
Huh.
The men with the chicks and the
right,
kids.
Right. Exactly. They're just not. Yeah.
So dude doesn't have to get a job.
Right.
Because she's getting WIC. and food stamps.
Yep.
All right. And I know you've seen the balances on a fucking food stamp. It's an EBT card is what they call it now. They get more money than we could ever fucking see just for food.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I mean, and what do they get? Ho-hos, ding-dongs,
they buy all kinds of shit that you would assume would not be a lot. Like, you would think that they would set it up so that you could buy basic groceries, you know, milk and cereal and bread. Not fucking, you know, snack cakes and holiday candy and fried chicken from the deli and fucking cakes and
let's
shit.
Let's be clear. This is white people. This is black people. This is Mexican people. This is Italian people. This is all the fucking people. This is everybody.
Anybody
this
that can get something for nothing.
Yep. And it's a society thing. And everybody always wants to say, well, it's a race thing or it's an ethnic thing. Bullshit. It's a society thing. And that's where we're fucking stuck right now is because we don't expect our society to try harder and work harder.
No, we don't. We have no expectation for things to improve.
Right. It's just a gimme more society.
Let's just deal with it the way it is. It's easier this way. Let's just keep handing shit out. And then meanwhile, it's harder for people that do actually need things to get any help because they're spending all the money on this fucking dead space right here.
We are a couple positive sons of bitches.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You're going to come back sometime, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is fucking fun shit, isn't it?
We're downers, downers,
it's doomed.
Downers.
We finished hard, man. Hard and brutal.
Are we done already?
We're fucking done, dude.
Damn it.
Dude, hey, thanks for listening to Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
I love you. Watch out with me.
Yeah, no. Like stupid is the new black. Is that what you?
That's not what I say.